Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm really excited about our guest today. I have Vanya Lazarova. And Vanya is a coach expert on meaningful work. Her practice aims to help individuals, companies, and their leaders create purpose-driven work. She helps them capitalize on their strengths, uncover blind spots, and build their leadership skills so they can reach even beyond financial success. The goal is to be able to create more satisfaction, a meaningful impact, and leave a legacy for the next generation of leaders. She enjoys writing, reading, psychology, philosophy, arts, and all forms of self-expression. She co-founded a personal development podcast called The Coaching Journal, where she and her co-host offer thought-provoking concepts to empower individuals to intentionally design the life they desire to have. It's my pleasure to welcome Vanya to our show today.
Hi, Belinda. So happy to be here with you today. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I know it's a very busy time of the year, so thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be with us. So Absolutely. Why don't we just jump right in, and you can fill us in a little bit on the gaps here and tell us a little bit more about your journey and how you got where you are today and a little bit more about what you do today.
Yeah. So the journey really started back home. So I am Bulgarian originally, and I moved to the States. When was that? I think 2010. It's going to be 8 years already. It feels like a lifetime, honestly. And so that's when I kind of like started thinking about what I want to do, where is my happy place of work, basically. And I just couldn't figure that out at that point. I, graduated university and I was ready to take some steps. And I think how everything started was just making this one big life-changing step. And it was really to change countries. So I moved to the States. I came here and it's been a constant change since then. I've changed 3 different states until I, I was looking for my thing and just living and exploring and trying to find my place. But since that time, it's been a great, great journey. And then today, I finally can say that I'm on the right path. But how I started figuring that out, I guess it was just through a lot of trials and errors and getting stuck into jobs that weren't really my thing. And it was the journey, definitely. But today I can say that I really am at my happy place, and everything got propelled, I guess, when 3 years ago, maybe? Yeah, I guess 3 years ago, when I found coaching. And that's where everything started aligning and really created my place today.
That's great. Now, did you get a coach first and then you really enjoyed that process? So you decided, you know what, I'm going to look more into coaching others because I really can resonate with this? Or how did that come to be that you decided coaching was going to be your thing?
Yeah, that's a great question, because as I speak to more coaches out there, most of them really had a coach first, and that was the reason that they got into coaching. With me, it wasn't really like that. So what happened to me was I went to school for philosophy, and I did like a bunch of psychology classes as well throughout school. So that whole period of my life was really about, exploring the more deeper questions, if I may say, So I was always curious, to find the purpose of why are we here? What are we supposed to be doing? And all these deeper questions. So I didn't know that that's going to be playing a key role later in my life. But I just really lost myself. And then in order for me to find, again, what was really important to me and what was giving me meaning, I just started looking back within. So that was my process. What I did was I basically opened my eyes and it was just really obvious and staying right there in front of me. And once I was willing to to look. And once I was willing to really let go of all the ideas that I had, or all the supposed to and shoulds and musts that I was getting myself confused with, I finally saw clearly what is really important to me and what was deeply meaningful to me. And it was a book, honestly. one of the signs that I'm talking about was just really a book and it's not like a mind-blowing book. And I was given this book by a friend of mine, and I just finally saw that as, oh, wow, why do I have this book? What is this going to do for me? And I started reading it and got really engaged. And then I saw an article about coaching. Then someone else in my friend circle said they got a coach. And then I was like, okay, this is getting pretty obvious. There's something in here that I need to explore. And I went on the internet, really, and looked up coaching. And as I started reading about it, and I read days after days, and then I finally was like, okay, perfect. I was in Europe at that time, just really deeply miserable with everything I was engaging in. And I just told myself, I need to make a decision. And here you go. Coaching is really showing up for me. The book, by the way, is by John Maxwell, How Successful People Think. It's this small little blue book that really changed it for me. And yeah, that's how it happened.
You know, I love that because so often there's different books out there and people always say, what's a really great book? And I really do believe there's two points to this I just love to make is like, it can be just something like that. It can be, it's sometimes it doesn't have to be the whole book. It's a nugget of a book, or it is the book that completely changes sort of your insights as to, or motivates you in a way that maybe just hasn't with anything else. And it might not have the same effect for me because I believe that it's where you're at that time when you read that book. And that's why I really always recommend to people to go back and read really great books again, or even listen to really great audio trainings, because we interpret them of where we are in that space. And so in 5 years, you could read the same book and it would even have an even more impactful meaning. It might make you go in another even completely different direction or add on to another layer to what you're currently doing. But we can only handle where we are in the space that we are. So that book might be completely interpreted by somebody else as being, you know what, that was a good book. But yeah, for you and where you were in that space, it completely resonated with you and really propelled you forward to have a complete life-changing experience.
Oh, so true. And thank you for mentioning that, because it is really, really important to reread these books, because we gain a new perspective. I feel like every single day people change. So it's really important to reread these books. And then, of course, that book might not mean anything to someone else, but that at that point in my life, I so needed this. I was so desperate to find a meaningful career for myself and start learning and growing in a direction or an area that is going to be inspiring to me in the long run, you know, something mm-hmm. that I really want to keep learning about, keep growing into that field. So to me, that was really, it's the little things that I just really needed at that point. And I took them as meaningful as propelling me to do something and to take the action. But, you know, I think it's important to mention that if you see these signs and, you know, books coming off the shelves or whatever it is, articles, I think it's important to also realize that you need to also make the steps. You need to follow through on those signs, because otherwise there's not going to be a change. It's just going to be, oh, I read that book and it was great. But then if you allow, you know, the momentum mm-hmm. and just to, you know, just take the step, act and show up for these signs for them to, you know, to get fulfilled, to come to fruition.
I completely agree, because I think a lot of people are actually presented with, like you say, signs or different things. Like all of a sudden, it's a circle of people that you meet somebody and then that name comes up. And then 3 days later, the name comes up again. And you're like, instead of ignoring that, you should think, I need to reach out to this person, because obviously our lives are intersecting behind the scenes in three different ways. And I think so many times we get busy and we ignore those signs. Like, I look at that too. Like, okay, I need to take a pause here because clearly I'm being driven in the same direction three different times in three different resources that aren't even familiar with one another. And so I need to pay attention. Mm-hmm. I need to investigate this further. And that's intuition that a lot of people would say, but it's also things aligning, like things align for a reason. And I think honestly, half the people end up missing them, or they don't act out on them, or they wait to see if that person's going to contact them, or they start to doubt themselves and feel like, oh, I'll look like an idiot if I just reach out to this complete stranger. One of the best career moves for myself ever is same thing happened to me. And I had just decided, like, I'm going to become a speaker. And someone said to me, oh, you know who you need to reach out to? And I just thought, it didn't mean anything to me. And he was like, oh, he's a consultant in the industry. I thought, that doesn't even have anything to do with what I'm doing. And then about, I don't know, a month or so later, someone said, you know who you should connect with? And it was the same person. And I thought, wow. And he was a pretty big deal. And I sat there and thought, what do I have to say, or what do I have to offer in getting on the phone? And but then I just decided, nope. And I called up and I said, hi. And I left a message because he said, hey, I'm, you know, busy or whatever with a client. Just leave a message. And I almost didn't leave the message. And then I said, hey, my name and your name has come up in several conversations that we definitely need to connect. So I don't really know what that's all about, but I'm just pursuing it. And he called me back within 30 minutes.
Wow.
And it's been now a 25-year friendship and mentorship that all happened because two different people told me he was somebody I should connect with. I felt really strange about doing it because I had no reason to, other than two people told me I should. But it ended up being a really important relationship for me for the last 25 years of my life.
Yes, this is so great. Such a great story. Thanks for sharing that. It's really about sharpening your skills to see and curiosity to explore the things that are coming your way. Because, you know, if we're talking about, you know, more meaningful work or something that's going to shape our lives, I think it's just given to us. But sometimes, as you mentioned, we're too busy to explore and to just say yes to the opportunity, or to just say yes to accept what's coming your way almost.
Yes. So how has these new changes then in your business decisions and this life coaching experience, how's that shaped your lifestyle? What's different about your lifestyle today versus 10 years ago?
Oh, wow. It's totally different. I mean, I've always been kind of like a deeper person. People say always that I'm very self-aware, but this is a whole new thing. Now, just how is it changing in my lifestyle? I feel like I do everything with a lot of intention and a lot of observation, and I really try to be present and explore what's going on at every moment almost, and why. You know, I think I ask myself a lot of whys to just make sense of things, because sometimes life happens so fast. And if you start, you know, aligning yourself with the speed of life, you're going to miss a lot around you. So I think just stepping back and taking a breath and just looking around and what's really going on and exploring that has been a great way for me to assess my situation and to kind of like shape my next steps. So really always putting an intention out there and always aligning that intention with what is it that's important to me right now, you know, because also priorities change in people's lives all the time. You know, you get a family, you have a few kids now, or your husband's new job, something's going on with that, you know, so it's always very dynamic in the lives that we're living right now. And I live in New York and everything changes so fast here. And it's just that type of a lifestyle that if you don't stop and assess the situation, you're just going to get swept away. And
right.
Yeah. And you just lose control. So I think the work and coaching and just, you know, being intentional about things is just shaping my life in a really, really good way, because I just always ask myself these questions and always checking in with myself, with if my actions are aligning with my vision and where I want to be and where I want to go. Although things change, you still have to have some kind of direction, or, you know, some people call it true north.
Yep.
So you have to have that true north, that compass to guide you. And then if you have this, I think it's just so much easier to make the big decisions. And when people get so confused sometimes, and I've been there, I completely know how that feels, not knowing where to go, not having direction, being super miserable with your work, being just going to work and just counting the hours until you clock out. And that was terrible. But now it's just, it's different. Now when you have that vision and that compass, it's just easier to make the right decisions, I think. I don't know how does that work for everybody, but for me and for everyone that I've worked with, I think it's been working pretty great. So I think that's the major way how the business has shaped my lifestyle.
That's great. So share with us then what you feel are a couple of your strong skill sets that have really helped you to be successful with this new path of your life.
You know, they always say you can't really do anything alone, and I never believed that. In the beginning of my, you know, when I was a teenager and when I was growing up, I always knew that I only have to count on myself because, you know, my family situation was not one of the most stable ones. And my parents got divorced at early age, and I kind of had to be on my own. And when I moved to the States, I was only 21.
Wow.
So I always had this understanding that, oh, you're on your own. So if you don't make it, no one will just help you, or no one will just really care too much. Or, you know, I just never really had that support system, in short. So basically, that was my belief. But as I started developing myself and started doing more and more personal development and doing the work, and also, of course, I worked with tons of coaches. I was just having a session with my coach right before now too. So, and as I started working with coaching, I really started feeling that network and people skills and creating the support system is so important for everything that I do. And now my belief has shifted completely. So now I can't do anything without people. I get so much energy from people. And I used to get energy from people as well back in the days. Like, I've always been a people's person and I'm an extrovert and everything. But the little shift that I did was, okay, now I think people are the most important asset in life. And I think communication and networking, listening skills, and asking for help has been really doing wonders for my business, for myself, for my life, for everything. And of course, giving, you know, giving to everyone you can. If you have resources and you have the means to help, I'm always helping. So I think that dynamics between people.
That's great. So what does working from your happy place mean to you?
That's a great question. Well, it means that working from my happy place, okay, just means being really aligned with everything that you care about, everything that you think about, and how you are in the world. It's just this nice balance between your inner world and outer world. So I think that's my happy place, just knowing what is really most important for me and being able to present that in the outside world and have this coherence between all these areas of my life, you know, the different areas of my life in terms of work, my friend circles, my social life, my everything, right? Like my mm-hmm. family life. And once all of these areas are somewhat coherent, that is my happy place, because I've never really wanted to separate myself from my work, just because I believe that through work we express most of our talents and skills and uniqueness. So, and I've noticed that many people separate themselves. Oh, I'm a different person outside of work and a completely different person at work. So I don't know how this is working for them, but for me has never worked like that. And I think the most important thing that puts me in the happy place is exactly that alignment.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because I disagree with that too, as far as you're different in one place than you are in another. And a lot of people buy into that and they say that. And that was one of the things I read in one of Zig Ziglar's books many, many, many years ago. And he basically said it was about people and your character. And it's like, who you are is who you are and who you will carry out in mm-hmm. every single area of your life. The way that you conduct business, the way you treat others, the way you are with your family. And so, you know, his encouragement there was to be the person you want to be. And if you're not happy with the way you are in work, or if you make excuses for that's just the way that I am in work, that you probably really are that way in your own personal life too. And so it was really interesting to me, and I've always followed sort of that guide for myself. But then I've noticed that in other people, and other people think it's okay to behave a certain way in certain circumstances than being true to their character and behaving the way that they would want all people to see them.
Oh, absolutely. This is so true. And I think a lot of people will respect the person that's actually have the integrity to be and to do what he says and what he believes and what he stands for. So these are all the great leaders we're seeing in business nowadays and on TV, all these amazing spiritual leaders and business leaders and everyone that's out there. I feel like this is what consumers are also looking forward mm-hmm. to purchase from brands that are actually showing their true vision and true values to the customer. And I think this is becoming a great way for people to choose between companies also. Like, how are you really truthful to what you are and what you stand for? And because if you're not, and we're going to find out, and we're not going to buy from you, or you're not going to buy it. Yeah. So yeah,
I agree.
It's so true. I think authenticity is important for us, just because also I can't even imagine it's easy to be two different people. I mean, how do you manage that? I feel like once you find what brings you meaning and who you are authentically, I think it's just easier to contain that, you know, integrity within yourself as well. And, you know, if you're not happy with yourself at work, so then you're just not going to be a happy, content person, because I think to work is where we show up mostly. I mean, work is what we do all the time, right? It's just consumes yep. half of our life. So if we're not ourselves there, then we have just this little period of time to be ourselves. And then it just doesn't make sense to me.
Correct. So what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs? I mean, clearly you went from really not having a path at all really carving one out for yourself. And it's pretty amazing, actually, that you were able to do that and find that. And I think a lot of people struggle, like that they haven't known it their whole life. Or so what advice would you give to people who want to be entrepreneurs, that want to be in business for themselves?
That's amazing. And I feel like entrepreneurship doesn't work for everybody. And I've spoken to so many people, and some people just like the stability of a salary. They like the stability of having to know that a paycheck is coming. So if for everybody that's listening that are, you know, thinking to become an entrepreneur, I think first thing they need to get on board is uncertainty. Because really, I was so miserable with my job, and I was at the point that I didn't care. I was just, okay, I'm quitting. You know, I was in the service industry for a long time, and I worked with amazing people, and I made great money, and I had stability. I knew that if I go to work, I make my money. I knew I had to, you know, I could plan travel and everything. Like, my lifestyle was good. You know, I was happy with it, but then the work itself was just making me so miserable. It was just not my thing. So I feel like I made this big step, and I know that that's not for everybody. And I'm not saying people quit your jobs. Definitely make sure you make the smart move. When I did it, I was always tolerant to change, you know, through my family and through everything. Back home, I'm from the city, and we moved perhaps like 3 or 4 times. We lived in different places in the city. Then I moved to the States, another move, another change. Then I lived in 3 different states in the United States. So for me, change was a constant, and it's always going to be. So I'm very used to it. So if people that are listening aren't really tolerant to change, that might be more challenging for them to start living the entrepreneurial life. So I think the first thing is just really determine how good are you with change and uncertainty. And then also, if you decide, okay, cool, yeah, I'm going to do it, make sure you have a specific structure plan how you're going to transition, perhaps work with a coach or have a mentor to help you. Because I worked with a coach and it wasn't easy. I can't say it was easy, but the satisfaction after I did it was just all worth it. And I think it's really important to know the steps, to have the direction and to kind of like lay out a little structure, a plan, something to be guided through, you know, the process. And when I did it, I had a little bit of money saved, you know, I had a direction. And I still took major risks. I moved to New York City, which was a big bite for me. And I've always known, like, if you want to be an entrepreneur, go where the challenge is, because that's how you grow. And entrepreneurship is all about growth. You have to grow. You have to learn. You have to develop. Because otherwise, you're just not going to succeed in your dreams. And being used to be uncomfortable, because growth happens in outside of your comfort zone, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. It always does. Some of the biggest changes I've made in my life is when I felt like I was at that lowest point, or like I was like, what in the world am I going to do now? And then all of a sudden, there it is. And then you're off and running. And sometimes it's funny because people that aren't used to change, they can look at your life and say, it's funny because, like, I agree with not everybody set out to be an entrepreneur, but there are some people that look at my life, which it's crazy, right? I'm constantly moving, speaking, working with companies, and they'll say, oh my gosh, your life is so exciting. And then I'll have other people that will look at my life and say, I wouldn't want your life for anything.
Yeah, it gives them anxiety almost.
Exactly. So I think that just really is, and then people that can't handle change, they don't understand it. So I agree with you 100%. So I want you to tell our listeners what you're currently working on and then how they can find you.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for that question. I'm working on a few really exciting projects right now. But before that, I actually wanted to plug in something real quick for the people that want to go on the entrepreneurial life. Trust the process. There's going to be lows and highs, and you're going to get desperate, and you're going to probably cry. I mean, you're going to doubt yourself, but trust the process. If you know and you have the conviction that this is what you need to do and you must do, just trust the process. It's going to come to you. Don't give up. And yeah, no, I think that was important to say, because that really helped me going forward. But yeah, back to your question. I'm constantly getting different ideas and projects. And right now, besides the Coaching Journal, which is the podcast I am hosting with my colleague and friend Katie Trost, that happens every Monday. And you guys can find me on, you know, iTunes, SoundCloud. We're on YouTube as well as a video version if you wanted to look at us as well. Just type in the Coaching Journal and you're going to find us on each platform. The project that I'm working right now is the Coaching Journal Dinners. So I want to launch this community dinners that are going to be super exclusive, only by invite, and we're going to gather here in our home in New York City, bunch of interesting, inspiring people. We're going to invite them in the comfort of my home and have amazing, uplifting, inspiring, and triggering conversations. And I'm very excited because community for me is becoming a big thing. And I just really want to be surrounded by people who believe in similar things and see the world in a similar way. Because as I mentioned in the beginning, that support system, and not only support, but inspirational system of people around you, helps so much for just really getting your being in spirit constantly and just getting ideas going and supporting each other. And just, I think this will be amazing. And I'm very, very excited to meet new people and to have them over for, you know, great conversations and hopefully becoming friends and just building that community of trust and openness. And yeah, this is something that's coming up next year in January. We're going to be announcing this on our websites and the Coaching Journal pages. And yeah, we're going to create a Facebook group as well. And we're going to add everybody that comes and attends the dinners to this Facebook group, and the community hopefully will grow, you know, in the future.
Absolutely. I love that idea. You know, it's so funny because, well, one of my favorite books about sort of networking is it's called Never Eat Alone. And it's by Keith Ferrazzi. And he talks about these sort of dinner parties that he does. And it's just a vast group of different people that get together, and just the power of networking, like the more people in your circle of influence that you have and the connections that you can make. So I've actually often thought about doing that. I've kicked it around. And so I am having like kind of that first, I'm doing my first little sort of dinner party, not an official name of anything, of where I'm just kind of inviting some different people that don't all know each other, but have a similar things in common. And I'm excited about it. And I'm doing it just kind of between Christmas and New Year's, but it's like, I read this and I was like, oh my gosh, cause it's been burning on my heart to do this ever since I read that book. So I'll be really curious to chat with you later and see how those are going. And in who you're inviting and how you're going about doing that. And are you planning on trying to do it like once a month or?
Yeah, exactly. Once a month.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh. So when I'm in New York, I want to get invited to your dinner party.
You are invited. I am inviting you right now. This is so exciting. And you should definitely do it too. I think it's so cool to just generate that group of supportive people and interesting people, right? Inspiring. And I'm also excited about everybody that's going to meet and interact, because it's going to be a space exactly for people to meet, right? And to get to know each other. And it's going to be people that don't know each other. So it's going to be great. I'm very excited about this, and I'm happy you've been thinking about it. And I definitely encourage you to go ahead and give it a try. I think it's going to be great.
Oh, that's awesome. So then where can people find you, like on Facebook or a website? And then we'll close then today.
Yeah. Awesome. So yeah, my website is liveauthentic.net. So you can find more about my business and what I do on the website. I'm not really active on Facebook. We're going to, you know, on my personal page, but we're going to launch the Coaching Journal dinners on Facebook, and everyone will find out about it. And then also Instagram, Live Authentic as well, and LinkedIn, I believe. Yes. And YouTube. Yeah, just the Coaching Journal. And I think that I'm pretty much on all platforms, and I'm trying to, you know, be active on all of them, but mostly my website, Instagram, and YouTube for the Coaching Journal.
Perfect. Well, this has been absolutely delightful, Vanya. Thank you so much for taking time out of your incredibly busy schedule to share with our listeners. I know that they're certainly going to appreciate it. I've enjoyed our time together, and I wish you great success.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed this conversation. It was amazing. Good luck with everything. And yeah, hopefully I'll see you at my dinners.
Yes.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.